Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
And we're back, you beautiful people. Welcome back to the Esports Rewind Podcast. Hello, Zane.
Hello, Jake. Hey, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you too, my man. You know, I got my draft neck from last episode, which people thought, by the way, was very wholesome of you. So, again.
Hey, I'm glad you like it, my guy.
In case you guys missed it, I had a birthday, and we also had a little bit of an anniversary here on the channel, breaking 250K, and all of that coincided with my brand new draft neck prize. So, really much appreciated.
Yeah, we'll have to do an esports talk branded one at some point.
We should. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. Wild times, those crazy stories do continue. We hope you guys all enjoy. Anything to say before we kick it?
Yeah, as always, guys, thank you for tuning in so much. If you do me a favor and go check out the podcast on the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network as well. We're on iTunes, Spotify, basically anywhere you listen to your podcast. And it does help us out if you give the episode a download. Shout out to our audio listeners.
All right, let's get it rolling. Hope you guys enjoy. And certainly going to be a brief one here for me, Zan, but that's going to be, another, I would say, pretty prominent Twitch figure, another figure speaking out on the Dr. Disrespect stuff, which continues to confuse the entire world.
Everybody's got their 2 cents to share.
Yeah, but especially when people share their 2 cents in such bold manners, I wanted to touch on this. It was actually kind of a bit of a sleeper video, in case you guys missed it. I would say pretty well-known and certainly an outspoken at times Twitch streamer known as Destiny came out this past week and stated that nobody with sources who has come forward so far knows the true reason that Dr. Disrespect was banned. Now, during this clip as well, he then goes on to mute himself. He's talking to Hey It's Joe, another Twitch streamer as well, and give his reasonings whilst being muted, which is another very, very, I wouldn't say misleading, but just kind of an ominous, again, someone else speaking out saying, hey, very boldly, no one that's come out so far with sources, no need to name names, actually knows the true reason.
It is an odd move to mute yourself before like telling your friend as well why you think so, because I would think... your reasons would normally be totally fine to share with the general public.
You would,
you're speaking like, you know,
and maybe that's why I don't know, like, because obviously for legal reasons and sensitivity reasons is why people like Slasher have not shared things. Which Slasher, after I had that video, did reach out. And I think when it comes time for covering the Destiny stuff, I do believe what Slasher has said thus far.
Yeah.
I know that he's received a lot of flack back and forth for being the guy to go to on the doc stuff.
Uh-huh.
And to me personally, I totally understand where he is coming from, what he has done thus far up to this point. Mm-hmm. I know people love giving him flack for, oh, it's sensitive. I understand that if he can't say stuff, he can't say stuff, and he's been kind of the fall guy for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do still believe that, you know, there is something very sensitive ongoing and a very big reason as to why Doc has been banned, and that is why he cannot say anything further.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Obviously, there's something bigger going on here. Otherwise, we would have heard about what the situation was. To be fair, though, Slasher's also put himself in this position with his, like, you know, with the way he tweets about stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and
angles he takes.
You know, I can't speak.
Not to hate. No hate.
Yeah, obviously. But I can't speak for him. I was talking to Pete, our camera guy. And obviously, if someone had come to me, a pretty notable source or sources about a big topic like this, you can be very fast to fire if you want to be the first to talk about these kind of things.
Absolutely.
Maybe he didn't know that it was going to be this big of something, right? I don't think anyone would have guessed.
Yeah, nobody could have.
It would be this big. You know, one of the biggest gaming controversies, I would say.
Ever.
So either way, now alongside everything going on, right, there are now so many angles to touch on. We couldn't cover it all in a single video. We now have a pretty widely known Twitch streamer saying very prominently, very boldly, that nobody knows the true reason. And that kind of coincides with even Dr. Disrespect saying that Twitch has not given him a reason. I don't know. It continues to be confusing. I don't really have too much else to say on it. We'll obviously keep you guys posted on any updates on the Dr. Disrespect situation.
Okay, Jake, speaking of streaming platforms and drama and all the weird, weird storylines that have emerged in the past couple weeks, I wanted to talk about Brime for a second.
Ah, we're back on Brime, baby.
Brime is the weirdest thing.
It's so true.
Yeah, it just makes no sense.
In case people don't know, a quick background context, pretty much Watch Brime was the theory out there involving Doc, Ninja, and Shroud starting their own platform, and they had become very, very much entangled in the Dr. Disrespect drama, and I would say abusingly so.
Oh, absolutely.
A part of the drama and controversy.
Yeah, for those of you who remember, it all started with that 4chan post after Doc got banned, after Mixer fell, that was kind of pointing in the direction of a streaming platform started by Spotify under Google that Dr. Disrespect was a part of, and that Twitch had banned Dr. Disrespect as part of this breaking his contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not true. People need to take... Well, I can say this obviously is not, because Spotify and Google are not connected even vaguely.
Yeah.
Completely different companies. That's not how that works. But anyway, it escalated from there as an actual streaming platform called Brime kind of popped up. And I've tracked down Twitlongers from everyone involved to try and break down actually what happened for everybody. Because there's a couple different Brime accounts out there, which has been very confusing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets really interesting.
I know that Watch Brime themselves have denied all connections to the Doc ban. Mm-hmm. But even when it came time for their old, at least before the domain was finished, if it is by now, they had Dr. Disrespect glasses on the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
So definitely trying to partake in the impressions around the situation.
Like you said, kind of taking advantage of the situation,
yes.
Building off of it. But apparently, Brime started from a small team of developers that was like freelancing, looking for their next project. They wanted to grab Prime.tv, Prime with a P, but obviously that was taken, so they went to Brime. And
because I think a lot of people were wondering why that. Okay,
yeah, right. Like, that name is like random as
Watch
heck.
Watch Brime?
Yeah, like what does that mean? What's a Brime? Like yeah,
dang,
exactly,
okay.
Right? Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. You think, oh, yeah, Prime makes sense. But anyway, so small team, just started this as kind of like a side project. Had not really had any larger intentions outside of it. Apparently, one of their members took to 4chan and Reddit to ask for some support on some back-end issues they were having, getting the service set up and everything. And at that point, their account got hacked, allegedly, by probably due to 4chan, most likely. Out of the two places, probably more likely 4chan than Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at that point, things kind of spiraled, where that team just put their head down. They were just working and stuff, just doing their own thing. They resurface, at the end of the week of the 28th of June, when they announced their new platform, Brime, with the hashtag Brime, only to be called imposters by several people and get highly confused by, because, you know, Brime is not a common name. So what could they possibly be impersonating? That's where the account at Watch Brime comes into play, which, as far as I can tell, is not the original source of the name.
Okay.
This at Watch Brime seems to have popped up in reaction to this other platform that was started by these entirely different group of people who genuinely wanted to make something.
Okay.
And
okay.
Watch Brime appears to be kind of like, kind of just aimed at capitalizing off of the new hype and everything. Because, I mean, that Twitter account has almost 100,000 followers now.
Yeah.
Anyway, Watch Brime not looking so hot. They launched a like kind of like a stress test alpha type situation a while back.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the site was built off of WordPress code. If you know anything about web design, WordPress code is not the most stable thing to build a streaming platform off of. Not going to work. So everybody obviously called them out on that, as well as they got in trouble for banning people, asking questions, and just giving general, like pointing out clear problems with what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly threatening legal actions against people in their Discord for throwing shade and just generally getting into trouble before eventually closing their account down and just recently having reopened it for what is now their official alpha launch in a weird way.
Okay, so are there two separate parties here?
There are, entirely.
Can you, which one is which?
The original one is, we'll just call them Brime, and then there's Watch Brime. Brime started... Small team, genuinely wanted to make a streaming platform, you know, just was taken completely by surprise by all the mess caused by Watch Brime. With the two in place at the same time, as well as a bevy of like, there's like dozens that have popped up. They're like much, much smaller, of course. But the confusion comes into play with obviously the name mix up. The original team has now announced that they're completely rebranding because they feel like the name has been tainted. It's just not really usable.
That's crazy.
They're calling themselves Ribble now, I think.
Even better.
Yeah, even weirder. I don't even know how I'm supposed to pronounce it. Ribble? Ribble? It's like
R-I-B-B-L. Maybe they wanted Ripple, but that was taken. So yeah, they obviously. Ribble.
Just... Yeah, yeah. Let's just flip the P's upside down. Yeah. Call it a day.
Wow, that is crazy. A freaking conspiracy theory has now taken a project and completely turned it upside down.
Yeah, in the weirdest way.
Just a mess by affiliation. Well, I guess at the point of us recording today, I think Shroud is supposed to announce. I'm sure Ninja's coming sometime soon. So entirely, whether it's Watch Prime or Brime, those theories should
or Ribble.
Be, or Ripple Ripple, they should be shot down entirely today.
Yeah, I think the major lesson we should all take away from this is take 4chan links with a grain of salt, always.
And don't mess with 4chan.
Yeah, yeah, no, don't mess around. Yeah, just maybe stay away.
Yeah.
Kind of low-key.
And before the next topic, guys, a few quick words from this week's partners. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you never expect at a price you never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every time starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up. On top of other discounts, go to DealDash.com and use the offer code PREDICTION or DealDash.fm/prediction. That's DealDash.fm/prediction. And in some good news, sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball is finally kicking off this week, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say and what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds, up-to-date sports news, and more. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE, BetOnline, your online wagering experts. And now, let's get back to the next topic. All right, Xana, for this past week, I would say a much overseen gigantic move, that being Rocket League being announced going free. I kind of wanted a spicy title, never used it, but that being Rocket League is becoming Fortnite in only a couple of fashions, but some gigantic fashions, that being free to play and creator codes also set to come to the game, which I think is just utterly genius and often overseen when it comes time for comparing Fortnite to other games.
I absolutely agree. And I think it's kind of fair to say Rocket League is slowly becoming Fortnite. I mean, they are owned by the same parent company at the end of the day. And clearly Epic has a formula that works. Creator codes are genius. Obviously, they've done a ton for Fortnite, and free-to-play is a model that works excellently.
Yeah, and even us as a team, we were talking about, and again, I want to give Rocket League credit for anyone who's going to say this. Rocket League has an actual top-tier esports scene, though. I will say that. A lot of people would say Fortnite maybe not so much with its competitive integrity. I definitely could see the argument of both of those sides. But certainly, when it comes time for seeing what Fortnite has offered the scene with their creator codes and how obviously that made the game, it took it off into a whole new level of success, because we saw these creators, especially because the game is very casually based. No one's denying that. Yes, they do have a competitive side of things, but a lot of their creators are also their competitors. You know, they're making a lot of content, they're streaming, and how better to incentivize your players and creators to keep on playing than all of a sudden they're promoting content and telling their viewers, hey, buy some items with my code. It keeps your creators and players coming back for more and more and more. Rocket League is now taking on that model. And as we talked about with the team, when it comes for esports out there, top esports that are now free, you can name just about everyone besides what we talked about being Overwatch, Rainbow Six, and Call of Duty. And besides that,
Halo, if you want to pretend that exists still.
Oh, shoot. Infinite, you know, gameplay. Again, we're pre-recorded by a week, but Halo Infinite's going to reapproaching this scene, going to be a pay model as well. But is this the future, right? Are more games going to take on the free nature as well as creator codes to help drive that traction?
It's an interesting question, because I think a lot of the other esports that aren't free to play have a single player component to them, aside from Overwatch, which, I mean, that's in its own really weird area. And I personally think Overwatch is going to go free to play at some point. They're going to have to. I think free to play makes a lot of sense as the future for esports, just breaking down that initial barrier of entry. Like, for example, Overwatch is $20 now, and $20 may not seem like a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's still $20 versus $0. That's a world of difference right there. And that can do wonders for your player base, for your engagement. It can help people just pop in to see what's going on when there's a new update. It can really keep your game alive long term and help support a vibrant esports scene.
And I think especially, we'll end it on this one, we see the Xbox and future PlayStation titles maybe upping their price of their said game. So all of a sudden, you know, Overwatch being 20, imagine the barrier of entry when it comes to 60 and now eventually going to be $70 games. And that's not to say that, you know, Siege and especially Call of Duty is still widely successful, right? But imagine how successful a game like COD could be. Of course, you have to pay for those campaigns and all of the features that come with those games. The development of that game is very expensive. I understand that. Mm. But, you know, you can only imagine what kind of success they might see if it were free.
You know, you make me think of a really unique aspect of Call of Duty is that they've kind of split the game into parts recently. For example, Warzone is free. And it's kind of a separate aspect of Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. I think what we might see going forward with these AAA titles, maybe they'll say, okay, you pay the 60, 70 bucks, whatever it is, you get the full game, the full experience, whatever that is, and then maybe as a free-to-play option, you get just the multiplayer. Maybe you get just like, hey, you can do private matches, you can participate in that aspect of things. So kind of, you know, take like a middle-of-the-road approach.
Yeah, it really is crazy how successful Call of Duty is with still having that paywall. And I think they will always have a paywall because it works for them. But when it comes time for other esports and top games out there, they're certainly approaching with brand new models. We'll see how it works out for Rocket League guys as they take a few more of the footsteps that Fortnite has going free-to-play and with creator codes.
All right, Jake, this is going to be a pretty brief one for me, partially because I just find it entertaining. I kind of just wanted to use it as a launching pad for a question to ask you. So in the past couple of weeks, the man who I think of as my personal canary in the coal mine, DSP, Darkside Phil, for those of you who are familiar with the content creator.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's been around for a while, which is why I kind of think of him as a canary in the coal mine. He is a content creator who has been on YouTube and Twitch for years. I think he was on YouTube starting in like 2007, 2008 or something like that. And I kind of think of him as like the OG Alinity in the sense that people have been asking for years, why is this man not banned yet? Because there are so many clear, like...
Okay, I was wondering where you're going with this one.
Yeah. There's a lot of clear evidence that's like of hate speech, racism, like generally problematic things, and in a lot of circumstances would justify a ban. But he remains relatively untouched in a lot of ways.
So what is good old Darkside Phil been doing?
He's been banned on Twitch. Fine, again, for the second time, I believe. Nobody knows why exactly. I don't think he said anything racist in this recent period of time, at least. Rumors have emerged that it's a DMCA-related claim.
Ooh.
And that's kind of what I wanted to ask you. Is this a sign, or what do you think will be the sign, that Twitch DMCAs are really starting to trickle down and be a concern for the wider audience? Because I think we've seen a lot of concern from top streamers changing their music up, people getting concerned about, oh, can I not even have a clip playing here or there? Nobody really knows how things are shaking out with the recent DMCA situation. What would you say is a sign that people need to be aware of like, hey, now's the hard cutoff. Everybody needs to be careful.
You know, I don't think it's going to be a guy like Darkside Phil. No offense to him.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's going to be a top name because we haven't, ever since this came up, we have not heard about, people almost immediately stopped playing that kind of music. And we have not seen that many issues. I think the most recent one we saw was Cloaks. He had a few warnings or strikes as well, and maybe one strike. And besides that, I haven't seen too many top streamers even complain about that. They really adjusted so fast. I don't know if we're going to...
See, that's kind of what I'm thinking, though.
I don't know if we're going to see any issues.
Like, I kind of think, like, the top streamers, they're top streamers for a reason. They're smart. They pay attention to this type of stuff. Obviously, they just make a quick change to their setup. They pick a different SoundCloud playlist, whatever, right? I kind of think of DSP as the example because he's, like, a really weird mid-tier, kind of still a name, but successful enough to stay alive as a career. That, like, I feel like if this is hitting him now after years of being relatively untouched, this might be a sign that it's starting to trickle down into the other realms of streaming, into those that might not normally get attention from Twitch.
Yeah, I think we would almost have to wait to see if anything else happens with DMCA. I think it also kind of got overshadowed by everything that happened since the DMCA. And it's been pretty crazy. Twitch also undergoing their own accusations, a lot of their streamers being accused of much more serious things than DMCA takedown requests. I think we'll have to wait and see if this does trickle down any further, because, you know, at least they did offer the tools to the streamers to remove those things.
Yeah, to an extent.
And seemingly, as of right now, that's fixed a lot of the issues. I do feel for the smaller streamers who probably don't have a voice, who maybe have been facing these strike or takedown requests, and no one hears that voice.
Yeah, it's also very possible.
I guess from mid-tier up to top tier, we haven't really heard anything about it since. And we see more and more artists out there offering their music up. Mm-hmm. It seems like a non-issue right now until it will be an issue. I don't know if it's ever going to resurface. Though.
Yeah, it's very possible it could just fade away. I think, yeah, it's one day we'll hear a big wave of people going like, oh no,
yeah,
I got a letter from Warner Brothers.
Well, that's why it's great that Spotify is going to be starting the new streaming service with Doc, Ninja, and Shroud, because then you can just use every Spotify song.
Yeah, that's how that'll work. Yeah,
that's Spotify not is just a fact, give you... by the way. That's a freaking joke.
I mean, hey, you said it, and it's on the internet, God. So it has to be true. That's how that works, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to roll to the next story, though. We'll see what happens. I think it's a non-issue. If it does become an issue, of course, we will keep on talking about it. Yeah, wow. I just realized we're talking a lot about Twitch this episode, man.
A little bit.
Esports talk, Twitch talk, you know what I'm saying? Esports and gaming.
It's inevitable. I mean, Twitch runs so much of the esports world nowadays.
We apologize, guys. But when it comes time for the ever-growing feud between Twitch and YouTube, the top two dogs for sure, with Mixer being shut down, Facebook probably having no chance, Twitch is certainly taking a dive into entertainment and sports. It was actually at the point of us, I know I keep on saying it, a week ago from the day you guys watching this, Twitch has announced their brand new sports category, their partnership, I believe, with the Premier League for football. Americans call that soccer, their own brand new sports category like they did for esports. Yeah. About a month or so ago.
That we got in there first. Yeah. Twitch knows where their priorities are at.
even bigger, what we're trying to talk about here is now in an entertainment and the music and artist industry, as they've now announced a 7-figure deal with Logic as he retires from the rap and music artistry game, which is wild, because with Mixer shutdown, we thought maybe the big bags would stop being paid out.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly Twitch still has some wants on their mind that they want to pay for, and Logic was one of them.
I hate to say only 7 figures, but at the same time, it is only 7 figures, not like in the realm of the eight figure range that we were hearing about with like Shroud, Ninja, and such with Mixer.
It's still a nice bag.
Yeah, it's good money. It's good money, absolutely.
Great money, you know?
Hey, Twitch, if you want to throw that 7 figures our way,
we won't stream at all.
We won't say no.
But we could start.
But we still get followers on Twitch every now and again. I get the email notifications.
One day.
I don't know who you are following us. We don't stream, but hey, shout out to you.
One day when we get some time on the clock.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting that Logic made this move. It's a very smart career move for him.
Because I love it.
Like he said, he wants to spend more time with his son, with his family. Mm-hmm. This makes a lot of sense from that respect. And he's been a big gamer for a while. And I think if Twitch was going to pay anybody to make this kind of move, a huge creator like Logic makes a million times the sense.
I think it does. I will say, you know, dude, it's crazy how Logic retires and he goes, I'm not that rapper guy. I'm a nerd.
which
you love to hear. I think it is a great move for him. I don't know. I've seen some comments out there from Twitch's perspective. You know, he's very unproven on the platform. Mm. So to drop a 7-figure deal just because he is a big name. And hey, I love the move. I appreciate it. I respect it. I cannot wait for it. But from a business side of things for Twitch, with all the things they have ongoing with all their accusations, their allegations, possible lawsuits, the doc stuff, you know, maybe trying to acquire other streamers, it does draw into question. Is a 7-figure deal for someone who has never really full-time streamed on your platform worth it financially? I don't know.
At the same time, like you said, this news could have distracted from all the other maelstrom stuff going on.
Which is always one step ahead of
me. Yeah, this could be their move. They could be like, hey, everybody's going to be talking about Logic. Maybe they'll forget about Doc for 5 seconds. Obviously, it didn't work.
And now this is like our third video on talking about Twitch and Logic. So they're probably thinking that's a little bit of return right there. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Either way, I do like the progressive moves that Twitch and YouTube are both making as they compete with each other. These big announcements are always so fun to talk about. What do you guys think? Was signing Logic for a 7-figure deal worth it, or will it be? Thank you all for watching the Esports Rewind podcast. You guys are gorgeous human beings. You know, at the point of this video going out, I'm just coming back for a little 3-day vacation, Zan.
Ooh, I see you.
I think I'm going to be feeling good then. I'm feeling pretty good right now, too. Zan, hit him with that outro.
All right, everybody. If you'd join me in bidding Jake adieu, goodbye. You will be missed for the couple days.
Yeah. We've gone for 3 days. We got videos already scheduled.
A full 72 hours, my guy. Wow. Wild stuff. Anyway, as always, thank you all so much for tuning in. If you'd like to catch the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like to enjoy podcasts, really, realistically speaking, you can find us as part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network. That's PREDICTION. Right there on the desk, with a nice plaque right there. A bunch of other quality esports news podcasts there as well, or not really news
gaming.
Per se, but you know, esports, gaming, that type of industry stuff. So check it out by all means. We really appreciate it. Shout out to all of our audio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to see some of our daily esports news content, you can find it on YouTube at Esports Talk, at our website, esportstalk.com. Or if you'd like to leave a kind word, a message, share a story, basically anything at all that you'd like to talk to us about, we're always open in our DMs at talk_esports on Twitter, as well as esports_talk on Instagram, and of course in the comments on youtube.com. Jake, do you have any final words to leave the people with? I mean, I suppose you'll be back by the time this goes live, so it doesn't really matter.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. Take care of yourselves. You know, have a great day, guys. We always love talking to you and seeing you. We'll see you guys back here same time, same day, every single week, Esports Rewind Podcast. You kick. Okay?